Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
Hey, what's going on? It's Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions. My name is Kevin Deers, and we got Colby Childs right now from Sun Mother, as well as, I believe you said Socko, correct?
Socko, yes, sir.
Socko. He's Socko is featured on the new Sun Mother song, and that's why we're talking with Colby. He's got a brand new single out by Sun Mother, his band. In the past, had them up on Loud and Local, Loud and Local in studio. Now we're doing things, you know, 2021 style where nothing's in person.
I know, right?
So yeah, man, let's catch everyone up. How have you been over this past year and so? How's life been for you, man?
It's been a trip. I appreciate you having us. I was just talking to Socko about when we did the session at the studio. That was awesome, man. And we could see our apartment from the station. That was kind of monumental.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been a weird year, man. Like, can't, no shows. I'm dying. I want to see some 10 miles wide so bad.
What have you been doing in the meantime?
Just been working at a weed shop. This is Socko's my security guard.
Oh, cool.
And,
nice.
And that's how we met, and we would be at work talking about what's going on and being all ticked off, you know? And so, there's been a shift with, you know, Sun Mother, through COVID and all this, but some of them kind of moved on, the drummer and bass players. So for now, and I had to adapt, and now, so that's me playing drums and bass and everything on the track.
Yeah.
It's been a shift doing that, but I've been learning some cool tools in the studio. Like, so instead of a stage now, we got the stage as the speaker. So I've been adapting and learning more to be able to get more content for people's ears and stuff. So it's been a good thing for that, forcing me to get more in the studio, you know?
So, tell me a little bit about, are you experienced with, playing all those instruments, or did you kind of have to teach yourself on the go, or are you, a well-rounded altogether?
Yeah, no, I my first love was drums. So nice. When I was like 13, that's what I played in middle school and high school. I played like metal drums for bands.
Nice. Yeah.
First one was like Fool's Fate, and then a band called Away, which one of the members is now in Why Only in the Wreckage, Malcolm, the bass player. So,
oh, cool.
I got to meet some of the scene and experience Seattle doing that, and drum, cut my teeth just playing live with drums, and then I play guitar on the side, and you know, bass is similar. So, and I had a really good bass player to help me learn some stuff. And so, yeah, finding, you know, I helped kind of definitely write most of the material we had been playing with the other members, but I definitely let them have their own say in licks and stuff. So it felt good to kind of get in there and play myself. And I miss playing drums, and they really set myself up for sounding, I guess, tighter with the guitar too.
So before, obviously nobody's really playing shows and things are, you know, kind of gradually starting to open up slowly. Do you plan on, you know, having a live band, or do you want to try and just make this a studio thing for the time being, or? What's the plan?
I would love to play live again. I would love to see Sacco on stage here.
Yeah.
That sounded new to us. I have a drummer I've been jamming with, Dave from a local band, Celia.
Celia's great.
They're awesome. So yeah, Dave's a real good drummer and a cool dude that I've been working with. Just got to find a solid bass player that, you know, can funk it up with us. Nice, and hopefully sing some backup. So it's slowly in the works doing that. Just getting Dave real tight on the drums. And then, yeah, like I said, I have more songs I'm working on in the studio now to get you guys and stuff and learning some cool stuff to make it quicker and just sound as good as possible.
Awesome. Well, let me focus here for a second with Sacco. If you don't mind me asking, how long have you been doing the music thing, dude? What's kind of like your origin story with how long you've been doing music and stuff?
I've been writing my whole life, and I love writing. So when it came to do this this assignment right here, it was very easy in a sense, to be honest with you. And so to answer your question, I've been writing my whole life when I was a little kid. I started performing in the seventh grade.
Wow.
I just hit stages and performing in the streets and all this and that. My friends would judge me, would tell me I'm either thumbs down or thumbs up, so to speak.
Okay.
But yeah, I love writing. I went to work one day and met Kobe. Kobe was there. I quit my job and came back. And to my surprise, people were talking about Kobe doing music. And then I gave it a shot. You know, I went to all these hip hop sceneries around here. For some reason, I had a different vibe from them, and they wasn't showing the love back. Came to Kobe. Kobe opened his heart. I opened mine, and there's the result of that and everything. And so we're anxious and eager to keep going. And yeah, it's just been a beautiful thing with Kobe. It's been easy. It's just been so very easy. And we're gonna work on more and more coming. And so, yeah, I hope I just can just do my part. Kobe's just going to give me my homework, and I'll just keep putting my head down and right away and let chips fall where they may.
And then usually he did acapella and rap battles.
Oh.
He would rap to people coming in the shop. He literally, he would challenge people.
I'd say if anybody can beat me, they can get an ounce, an eight.
Whoa.
And this is my way of trying to ante up things. I hope I attract some MCs or writers.
Yeah,
my whole thing is just trying to eye out such great talent out there. I know there's a lot of talent out there, and it's just harder, you know, to try to get them all together. So I try to ante it up at one time if I could. And, you know, I know I could because the boss says, you know, just whatever rules and whatever. But I gave it a shot at that level and everything, and people come in, and they would never get an ounce or an eight. But, yeah.
How many times did you get to out-rap and out-rhyme people, dude? How many times did you actually get to have people step up?
I had quite a handful, a dozen, more than 12. They came and they had their fair share of trying to write their rhymes, come over there and say, Sacco, is that good enough? I said, well, hold on, man, you got to be pissed. And I throw a rhyme and everybody said, nah, you didn't win. So, you know, we pretty much let the crowd make that call, right? Rightfully so. So, yeah, it's nice.
His acapella skills are fire. Like, he can create a beat very much with his own, his cadence. You know what I mean? So I would see this at the shop and was really drawn to it. And I love rock and metal, you know, but it's just so rhythmic. You can definitely include a little verse or hip hop there. It's like, I just saw a way I had to include him.
You know? Absolutely. So if, I know I'm putting you on the spot here, but if you could, what are some of your main influences, like musically, like who are your favorites? Who are some of your favorites?
Okay, let's see. I can go all the way back to African Bumboxa, KRS-One, Public Enemy, Run DMC.
Yeah.
And all these hip-hop that I mentioned to you, all these hip-hop versions have died. So African Bumboxa's hip-hop is not today's hip-hop. Mm-hmm. KRS-One's hip-hop is not today. So, you know, along with the South, that, you know, styles come in and fade out. But to answer your question concretely, it'll be KRS-One. The talent for me was always there. I just needed a sense of direction and I had to get hard. Consciously, I wanted to write from a spiritual place. KRS-One took me there. Public Enemy took me there. And then you have all these other hip hop when they talked about women and whatever it may be, not degrading them in a sense, but to really uplift them if they could be uplift them, or to display how horrible we were as men on treating them.
Mm-hmm.
And so, KRS-One. Chuck D, Public Enemy, LL Cool J. I can go to Sadat X.
Yeah.
You know, and Biggie. So I'm from the 70s. So, you know, Tupac, Biggie, all these guys, we're all, you know, we're from 71. I was born in 71, so we're all of them also a fatherless, and so was I. So creativity was born from a woman. A woman raised me in a way I go with my creativity, and then I didn't have the flex or barbarity. You know what I mean? That was the flex. So, and I expressed myself in words, and I try to put goosebumps on top of goosebumps. And Kobe really brought that out in me and everything, and I like Kobe. He's, that day we huddled up and did that song, those words, gave birth to those words that we shared right there. Right?
I like
no one else could have brought that out in me except for Kobe. So I think we're a good blend. Anxious and,
you can even tell this guy's got flows just by the way he's talking in conversation.
Right, that's what I was about to like, say, man.
This guy's just a poet in conversation. Like, he's making me sound like a bumbling jabroni, dude. So I like it. If people dig what you do on the song, man, how can they follow along with you? Is there any, you know, social medias or anything that people can follow along with you to follow your hip hop material and whatnot?
Kobe's, I'm going to have to ask Kobe to do that predominantly. Me, I'm old school. Technology is new in a sense for me.
For sure.
Mine is on YouTube. If I was to share with him that I was at KRS-One in New York at an appointment, electricity went out, and he rocked it for 2 hours straight any darn way, I couldn't showcase the truthness in that.
Yeah.
So all I have is my word in a sense. So when it comes to technology, I'm going to have my boy do that. But when it comes to rock, and you know, I can showcase whatever I do. So as far as all that, you know, that ain't me yet.
That's in the works. We're going to get him his own record to really showcase what Sako's skills are. I want to make that a part of what we do, just like make his own little record. You know?
Totally. I like that, man. Well, you can get a sample of what he's doing and you know, what we can hear from the future, and then we can follow along with him as Kobe helps him, you know, with that side of things. But it's awesome to talk to you, man. I appreciate you coming on with a call.
Thank you. Likewise. I appreciate you for having me and having us.
Absolutely, man. So Kobe, that's rad that you added this extra like dimension to the Sun Mother sound. Is this something, you know, you want to keep expanding with, you know, just new inventive ways of doing things?
Yes. I've always kind of, you know, rock and grunge and metal are definitely my roots, man. I'm from Seattle. It's all I know and love. So being on here means so much to me, man. It's just like this, it makes, validates all the hard work I put in and admired about what music scene here. But I also am eclectic. I like hip hop. I like acoustic. I like all styles. And I really admire when they feature people and it allows artists that don't have an opportunity to be heard and likewise level up some things that I want to do and learn from them, you know. And so that stuff just exhilarates me. I'm working on a song right now where I feature my friend Caleb and my brother Jonah, and it's more of acoustic, a little more hip-hop.
Yep.
But it just worked out so well that I'm pretty excited about it, and there's some good, it's not taken away from any of the, you know, instrumental stuff that I love to do. And I mean, Linkin Park, Hybrid Theory, I just want to find a new way to kind of blend them.
Yeah.
That's just different, but also still enjoyable and fun to listen.
Hey man, that's the best when you can find that, like, when you don't put any restrictions or barriers on yourself and you just feel it, dude. And you just, you know, find the groove and then just kind of like, you know, produce, you know, you collaborate with new artists. And, you know, the thing is there's so much, the hidden treasure in this whole COVID mess is, that you have time to collaborate and expand. And like, you don't, you know, you're not playing shows, unfortunately, but there's also not that pressure of like, you know, week in, week out, you know, playing gigs, playing, going to bars and playing gigs. You can kind of just see what you want to do and maybe come out of this a different beast.
I agree, man.
Reinvention.
I really miss playing live. And like, I used to have a studio at the old Rainier Brewery with full drums and everything set up, and COVID changed that. I don't have that anymore. And in 2020, I basically learned about MIDI. I'm sure you know, I've heard about MIDI, but like, it's such an amazing tool, man.
Yeah.
And you hear it in metal, every kind of music, down to hip hop, you know, R&B and whatever, every music has it. Mm-hmm. And it has changed my world and helped me have a quicker workflow and to make the studio its own instrument instead of really relying on my full skills and getting a little insecure if I don't sound perfect. Totally. It helps you sound almost perfect sometimes. And like, then you can actually get inspired and have a lot more fun with it when you feel that groove and your ideas become perfect. Those are still your ideas.
Yeah.
You know? And so, yeah, it's, I want the same for everyone else. Like, you just like to, whatever this 2020 has done and just getting better at your craft and discover new ways and new tools, you know?
We're all going to come out of this, you know, if we did it right, I guess. You know, I feel for anyone that has like a bunch of kids and stuff and isn't able to do this. So totally understand. But many of us who are, you know, have the time at least, I think we'll all come out of this with at least like a couple notches on our tool belt, a couple new things that like we learned. You know, I never knew how to do streaming video and video production before this, but I wasn't allowed back in the studio due to COVID protocol. So, okay, guess I'll build a studio in my basement. So,
right. It looks, that looks badass. I love Nevermore, bro. Huge fan.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Right on, man. Yeah. Well, okay. So is this song, part of a project or is this just a single?
It's a single right now. Okay, we just really want to kind of get out how we felt about the whole COVID. And I think,
yeah,
Sako nailed it with his whole verse. Just like, man, I'm like, that's how we feel, man. How'd you do that? Like, no warning, no vaccine, you know, we just got to get through it. When this all happened, unfolded a new life for us.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, no, so just, there's like a little, maybe like an EP coming out that I want to, you know, like I want to get stuff out there. So I don't want to go too long and make a really long record and just like, you know, take forever. So I'm going to start trying to put out chunks.
Yeah.
Songs, some of that are heavy, some that are real chill, some that features, some that, and so that's another part too, is that on this song Slip Away, there was another feature in the middle, right after Sako's part is a guitar solo. Some of the other solos in the song, that's me, but the like real cool one, that's a dude named David that comes into our shop also.
That's
and,
cool.
You know, I try to be personable with all my customers that are buying their medicine. And so guitar came out one day. Oh, you play guitar, man? I got this song. Sako just put a dope verse on it. Yeah. I got a slot for a solo. Do you want to do that? So he did it. And I was so blown away that I'm singing over his part based off my reaction of his and Sako's part. I was just saying, whoa, hey, I think that's fair. That's the lyrics I'm saying. Like, cause it's just like, damn, these guys are killing it. So I love when you feature someone and then they just go, they do better than you expect. Like, I knew you were going to do dope, but you did better than I thought. So, we'll see about, definitely. Like I said, EP chunks.
Yeah. It sounds like this weed shop is kind of like a forming a community for you. Like, you know, you're finding new artists and it's kind of being the unifying kind of force.
Yeah, man. I encourage anyone else out there listening that if they're, you know, I see the shop that I work at, like I deal with customers that are like-minded. That's why they're in here. So any chance I can get without being like, hey, man, check out my band, you know, when music comes up, it's a great place to network and it doesn't bother my boss. I encourage it. So like, it's an amazing thing that I encourage other people to explore.
I mean, hell, he's got to be a pretty cool boss. He allows Sako to throw some, you know, an ounce on a wager of a battle, dude. That's badass.
Seriously. But yeah, Sako's getting ready to move to Arizona soon. Wow. So we're trying. I set this goal for him, hopefully, that we're going to get him a studio set up that he knows how to operate.
Yeah.
So I can send him something and he can still send it back and we can still work together. That's the hopes, right?
Oh, yeah. Gotta have it. So.
That's awesome, man. Dude, I'm stoked that I had you on today. So again, the new song is called Slip Away. And so you can check it out. We're going to play it. But before we do, what's the best way to support you during this time, Colby, and also Sako? What's the best place to support you? Just listen to the tune. And then, you know, how do we support you as far as like where to follow you? And then also, is there a way to purchase your music online?
Totally. We you got the Facebook, we got the Instagram, Bandcamp, SoundCloud. The music is on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube. Support us in any way. We want to build more content, filming and like YouTube videos and stuff. And I have been converting a mini school bus lately, personally, and it's Sick. My goal to get a time away from having to work the 9 to 5 and really yeah. create a record and more records and dedicate myself to that and to give the listeners something they really want. And so that's just, you know, any support really goes toward that, to getting the fans more music and stuff. So I'm on a mission, and yeah, any of those platforms, you know, just see how it all unfolds. I love seeing a band grow and evolve. So I hope you guys enjoy that process with us.
And Colby and Sako, where can we come find you? What's the shop called?
The Joint and Beerian.
Okay.
Come smoke it out. Yeah. Come see Sako before you dips.
Yeah, absolutely, man. So we're going to play it right now. It's Slip Away. Any final words for the Northwest, guys?
Rock on, guys.
Much love. Seattle, Washington, all the great artists out there. Keep making music. Much love.
Yeah, man, yeah, just, you know, adapt, and that's what's our greatest attribute as humans. We can adapt and evolve, and just put all you can into your music, our music can really bring opportunity. This is an amazing opportunity that wouldn't be here without the music. So, thank you, Kevin. Let's go.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.